This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9, and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Same-sex couples could get married in Australia as early as mid-December if a private member's bill on marriage equality is voted on before the end of the parliamentary year. The news comes after government insiders have suggested the postal survey will see the yes vote above 60% and the no vote above 30%. If this is the case, Senator Dean Smith's bill will likely pass parliament with bipartisan support, and federal MP Trevor Evans has said he would be happy to keep parliamentarians in Canberra later this year until a vote is brought on. Country superstar Dolly Parton has declared her support for same-sex marriage in Australia and endorsed a yes vote in the current postal survey. In an interview with ABC News Breakfast, she said, "Why can't they be as miserable as us heterosexuals in their marriages? I think love is love and we have no control over that. I think people should be allowed to marry." A Catholic archbishop in Sydney has warned that no voters may lose their jobs if marriage equality passes in Australia during a recent Sunday Mass. Anthony Fisher said a yes win would have implications for religious freedom. He said, "If overseas experience is anything to go by, if marriage is redefined, it will be hard to speak up for real marriage anymore. In schools, at work, socially, traditional believers will be vulnerable to discrimination suits." The Coalition for Marriage has launched a new ad using the platform of national TV to claim they are being silenced. It features a man expressing concern that his freedom of speech is being stifled in the marriage equality debate. However, far from being silenced, the Coalition for Marriage has used its substantial support from religious groups to fund a heavy ad campaign across Australia. Queer women recently boarded a Melbourne tram and held hands to commemorate a lesbian couple convicted of doing just that in the late 70s. The project was launched to highlight historical experiences of lesbophobia in Australia and saw older lesbians board the number 16 tram and travel from the State Library to St Kilda Town Hall. Organiser Catherine Barrett said, "It's an act of resistance, these older lesbians jumping on the tram to hold hands and to bring visibility." A group of older trans people have met in Melbourne to share their stories in an innovative way, using food. The Abundance Project brought together trans and gender diverse people to make preserves alongside text and photos to share their experience. One participant, Sally Conning, chose to preserve beetroot. She said, "I might have always loved myself, but I've always loved beetroot." Men who were convicted for gay sex offences under historical Queensland laws can now apply to have their records wiped. The new law that was proposed earlier this year, when the Queensland government apologised for the convictions, was passed unopposed. The hundreds of men who were convicted for gay sex offences up until 1991 can now apply to have their criminal records cleared. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Captains of soccer clubs in Sweden and the Netherlands will wear rainbow armbands in upcoming matches to embrace the LGBT community. Three Netherlands leagues are participating in Eredivisie men's and women's, as well as Jupiter, and in Sweden, Europe's largest soccer club, IF Bromma Pojkarna, which has hundreds of teams under its banner. Two professional sportswomen who play as a team have come out as a couple. Danish badminton players Christina Pedersen and Camilla Ryder shared their story in Extra Bladet and talked about the experience of winning an Olympic silver medal together in Rio last year. The pair say that their love for one another has helped them become a better team. A transgender Aussie rules player could be denied a historic berth in the AFLW if the league rules her ineligible. Hannah Mouncey was told she could be picked up in this week's draft, but the AFL now say they haven't yet made a decision on whether it will be allowed, despite Mouncey being under IOC regulations for testosterone levels. The 27-year-old has been playing for Ainslie in the Canberra League without any issue, and if she's denied eligibility, there could be legal action taken to gain a court injunction. And finally, the Sydney Swans have launched a video to remind Australians to vote yes for marriage equality. The club expressed their commitment to diversity and inclusion on their website and social media, featuring Swans staff and players like coach John Longmire, Nick Newman and captain Josh Kennedy.
"I'm voting yes. I'm voting yes because everyone deserves to marry the one they love.
I'm voting yes for marriage equality."
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fix daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.